Stop. This is a disclaimer. Before we get into the show, things talked about in this podcast is props, meaning everything is alleged. Allegedly. Kick your shit, bitch.
Welcome to Kicking Shit with Rich. Yeah. Came out of nowhere, it did. The poet back in his bitch with me. Shout out to the day one listeners. Shout out to the day one viewers. You know, everybody didn't make it to this day, but you did. And for that, you should already know you get the motherfucking cheers. Little bastards. This episode, what we got? The Future album, the motherfucking Diddy shit, and Megan Good's sister. Nobody know who she was until she came out the cut talking about some shit. Whatever. But yeah, man. Like I said, the poet back in this bitch for back to back weeks. That's like the most appearances anybody been on this fucking season so far. Cheers to her. But yeah, man. You want to say something to the motherfucking people?
Thanks for having me back.
We'll take that. Cheers again. But yeah, man. What we got? Future review? Oh, yeah. Let me get to my shit. Yeah, the Future and Metro Boomin. We don't trust you. Yeah, man. You bumped it? Did you bump it like Pharaoh, or you just ran through it?
No, I played from the beginning to end.
How many times? Just once.
About three. Nah.
Three ain't about enough. Three. I'll take that though. What was your initial thoughts though?
Like I said, I'm not a big Future fan, so it's just like, okay, yeah, Future dropped another album. There's some shit that slap on there. Yeah.
Like what? What you like?
I like type shit like that, and. What the fuck you mean? I like them.
Yeah, I like that one, but what's that? You said type. I don't like type shit. That's crazy. That's one of my dislikes. Type shit.
Yeah.
My favorite song so far, depend on my mood, but my favorite, my number one is the intro. That's my number one song, though. That motherfucking message and shit. We don't trust you. We don't trust you, niggas. we do not trust you niggas. You fake friends and all that type of shit. We don't trust you. That's one of my favorite. That's my number one. Magic Don Juan. That's my other shit. The Princess, Princess Diana. I'm gonna get to that bitch later. Ain't No Love and Everyday Hustle. That's they my shit though. Depending on my mood, anyone could be my favorite song though. You got any dislikes?
Like I said, I'm more like a, I'm more bars over beats. So like I said, when it, I ain't gonna say he ain't got bars, but when I listen to Future, like when I play Future, I'm looking at the beats and like, yeah, I'm not really.
I say yeah, Future ain't bar.
He be having some messages, but I don't.
Yeah, but I say he ain't bar heavy, but he most definitely.
Yeah, I'm a lyrical.
Yeah, he got the messages and shit though.
He got the messages, yeah.
You know, but I strongly dislike. I could have did without. I could have did without Slime then. Cinderella type shit and where my twin at. I could have done with it without all of them.
Why you ain't like type shit?
It was I don't know, that just I just dislike it. That ain't my feng shui. That ain't my stilo. Like if it was on 2K, you know, and I'm hooping in the neighborhood in the park, all right, I could bump it. But as far as like me putting that shit on my own and listening to that shit, nah, that ain't my type. Like that ain't no shit I could play in the car, you know, turned up loud and shit with the windows rolled down, you know, so everybody can hear. That ain't one of them type songs. That's some shit you got to play in the earphones. Or better yet, not play it at all, you know. So, they say, you know, the Future and Drake, they no longer friends. And I don't know how the fuck I ain't come to that conclusion when the red flags was already there for me and shit. I had to went back and do the little research and then all the light bulbs came on and then shit started like hitting me like, oh yeah, now it's adding up. But how you feel about Drake and Future? Like, you know, not being friends no more, homeboys and shit, industry friends.
Honestly, I do not be involving myself in a rap beef or none of that. I don't. But I don't know. I guess, I mean, we ain't gonna get no more Future and Drake collabs. Shoot.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I mean, but except when it's Future, you know, I most definitely get myself involved. So if Future don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. It's I mean, straight up that simple. You know, I already didn't listen to Drake anyway, so now I'm really,
Same.
really not listening to him and shit. So yeah, we got, I don't even know if I got some Drake in the library, but if I do, I'm gonna go type his name in the search bar and delete all that shit. So.
Damn.
Yeah, that's my Scorpio brother too, but whatever. It's fuck that nigga.
Right.
Drake get the booze this go around. God damn.
Damn.
Yeah. He be fake gangster like he from the streets and all that shit. Acting all hard and shit. And then he be I hate when he be like on his Bob Marley shit. Trying to be Jamaican, but he be 100% Jafagan. Like that nigga be straight bullshitting.
I think that just come that stem from his acting. I think that just really stem
No,
from his
no, he
acting.
be no, he just do that to, he do that when he wants to, when he feel like it, just because he got money, he think it's cool and all that type shit. Let me go around with some Jamaican accent and shit and do some and talk some shit to people and all that crap. Niggas going, man, look at me crazy. Like, come on, man, that ain't. People won't think I got mental problems or something. But yeah, I kind of figured they wasn't friends because they had the song. Man, what the fuck is the song? It just came out last summer. The I'll Wait For You or whatever the fuck. They had that song. Never performed it together.
Oh,
That was
damn.
a yeah. That was a red flag. And I don't know why the fuck I was like, damn, something brewing. I should have thought about that though, but I didn't. What else? Was there any other red flags for real? I can't remember off the rip, but that most definitely was one. Oh, man. The shots that Future Drake was taking on that bullshit ass CD. What the fuck? That CD so bullshit, I can't even think about the name. It's the latest one, the For All the Dogs or some shit like that.
Oh
Yeah, that crap. Yeah. He had a song on there, What Would Pluto Do? You know, he took a that's the name of the song, actually. He had a When That Future For Real For Real. The whole song pretty much was dedicated to the bitch that they allegedly beefing over, Princess Diana bitch. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see Drake beefing over a bitch, but not Future. No, real shit. That's that light skin shit. But what the fuck he said in the song, What Would Pluto Do? He said, last time I saw her, she was fucking with my nigga. So the question is, what would Pluto do? And he fucked her, so I did. You know, that's sad right there. You know?
Yeah.
That the little cheetah girl come in between. Something that could have been great. Well, something that was
Right.
great. Princess Diana must have some fire. Future even got the song on there, the second half of the song, The Magic Don Juan, Princess Diana. So, oh, and the song Fair Heights, that was on that bullshit at CD2 for all the dogs. Fair Heights, he said, he might take you on trips and have some hits, but baby, not more than me. We don't give a fuck about that. He said he might be at the trap and order some ones, but he ain't throwing more than me. We don't give a fuck about that either. Like, man, nigga, you ain't, we don't care about more money and shit, man. Nigga got the what they call it these days, the riz, you know, the charisma and shit. Like, come on, man, niggas got that riz, yo, that charisma, yo. Cheers to Pluto. Yeah, Pluto got the riz, yo. No Diddy, he got the riz. Future took some shots at Drake too on the CD. Everybody, you know about the Kendrick shit. That's probably why you like that song.
Yeah.
I heard that song like months ago. I mean, without the Kendrick part, but I heard that song like months ago. Yeah, what was that on the intro? The whole song dedicated, the whole CD dedicated to Drake for real, for real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the whole fucking CD. They know Future, he got the song slimed in. Drake got the song with SZA, slime you out. You know,
I feel like Drake it's deeper than the girl then. I feel like it's deeper than the girl. Like,
Drake got the song Furthest Thing. Future got the song Claustrophobic. You know, Drake got the song The Shoe Fits. Future got the song Cinderella. You know, Drake got the song Trust Issues. Future got the song We Don't Trust You. Like, the whole shit, like, the whole CD is like that. You know, Drake and 21 Savage, you got the song Treacherous Twins. And Future got the song Where My Twin At. You know, A Night Off, Everyday Hustle. I Don't Give a Fuck, What the Fuck You Mean. Like, come on, man. Won't That's Be Late, Running Out of Time.
Like, y'all boys funny. Y'all boys funny.
Yeah. They was on some shit. You know, they got the little Rick Ross and the Unfollow Drake and all that type shit. So it's like they trying, yeah, they trying to start a little, you know, a little war and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck Drake, man. That's how I feel about him, though. Future don't fuck with him, I don't fuck with him. He stopped fucking with Ciara. I cut Ciara off, too. I don't fuck with Russell Wilson, either. That's why this last couple football seasons was some crap. talk about stepfather this, stepfather that. We don't care about that, either. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stepfather. That's the kind of stepfather we want in our kids' lives if, you know what I mean, it was a stepfather role open and available. Yeah, I mean, so we don't give a fuck. Nigga, you better do right by my kid or I'm gonna come. Yeah, I mean, thanks. Jesus Christ. Crazy. Oh, so would you rate that album? How would what would you give it? Is that bit some Reggie, some mid, what, some Zy?
I'm gonna say some mid. I'm gonna say some mid. Like, no, some mid. That's not his best work, no.
Oh, I can agree. It's definitely not his best work. It's
the
not
motivation
his best
behind it. Like, it was on some petty. No, no.
I say it wasn't. It's most definitely not his best work. But the production, A1, and the messages in the songs is most definitely A1 as well too. Because people probably just listening to it thinking he just putting out music, new album shit the whole time. This an album for Drake, dedicated to Drake. You know, so yeah. So it's like this pretty much like a conversation. Like if you listen to the songs, only person who would know is Drake. What he talking about? That's cool with me. But the production most definitely A1. Even on the songs I don't like all them crappy songs I could have did without.
That motherfucking plan. Kickin' Shit with Rich now has merchandise available for sale. Follow us on Instagram at Kickin' Shit with Rich, just like the show title, and click the link in the bio to have access to the merch store. We have t-shirts for both men and women, we have blankets, we have coffee mugs, and more. Follow us on Instagram to access the merch store and purchase some shit. Kickin'
Shit, bitch. Welcome back to Kickin' Shit with Rich. Bitch. The poet's still here. We got Diddy up next on the docket and shit. More trouble for this motherfucker as his homes was raided. In connection with a sex trafficking investigation, you know, Diddy was seen leaving the country. That's what they say, allegedly. He was leaving the country on his little love jet airlines or some shit. And they say the flights was going to Cape Verde or whatever because they have no U.S. Extradition treaty and shit or something on his Russell Simmons shit. But he went to Belize, I think. Or somewhere. He went somewhere out the country though. But yeah, man. And, they say they locked up the little drug mule. Some little fucking white boy. Yeah, the little white boy, the basketball player from Syracuse and shit, the basketball team.
He went like from a playing drug Syracuse.
I went from playing basketball at Syracuse to smuggling drugs for love Diddy. or whatever, Brother Love, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Brother Love.
Yeah, what the fuck you think about this show?
That
What's
shit
your thoughts,
that
man?
Shit on screen. That shit on screen. Brother Love, why not? No. But the whole basketball player being a drug mule is not that far, like, it's not far-fetched or whatever. He used to, like, have a whole bunch of ties with celebrity basketball players and games and stuff. Like, I say used to, but yeah, still do.
Well, what make him, like, why would he be the drug mule, though? Just because he white? Or, I don't know, he must be, real privileged or something.
Real privileged, I'm trying to tell you.
Other than that, I can't.
Recognizable, yeah.
I don't know. I never even heard of the nigga, to be honest with you, until this story. So he could have got somebody way, you know, high profile than that. You believe the shit he was leaving the country to go to, what the fuck? Where he was going? Cape Verde. Where is Cape Verde located anyway? What country is that? Hell.
Oh, shit.
Somebody get the globe. Somebody bring up the motherfucking map or something. Get the globe. Get the little spin globe. Shit.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
They say Young Miami had some shit to do with it too. She was like luring victims with Coke and Molly and some shit. Some, I don't know, some crap. You believe that type shit?
Honestly, I'm gonna say when JT came out and was like she acting different, like for real, like I think really Miami switched up when she like started hanging around Diddy for real, like.
Oh, Miami switched up.
Yeah, I think she did. Her friend told
the truth. That's why JT said
she lost a friend. Yes.
JT, yeah, they was looking at me sideways. What she said? They ain't bringing nothing to the table but an iPhone or some shit like that.
I'm not.
That bullshit.
Yeah.
God damn. I hate City Girls, yo. Oh, you can believe it, though?
I can believe it. Yeah, I hate to say it, but I can believe it. Like, yeah, I can believe it. Because... you know what that man be doing, Carisha? Stop it.
Yeah. So the big question is, did he do it?
I'm not here to judge, but yeah.
I mean, the police can't raid the houses.
The fact that
shit.
They raid it, I'm trying to tell you, if it gets to that point, you kind of, and then you look like you left, you did it.
And they got the white boy. The white boy probably never been in trouble a day in his life. You know, the most he probably did was went to class late.
DUI. Or something. He probably got a DUI.
Probably went to class late. That's probably the worst he ever did or something. Yeah, you know, he put them handcuffs on his wrist. He probably think he ain't gonna never see his mom and dad again shit. You know, a whole time. You know, that's how the police get you. They scare you and shit, think you ain't never going home, but whole time. You just ain't educated enough to know and shit. So you could be home in a couple hours if you just shut the fuck up. But he gonna spill the beans. That nigga gonna spill the beans. So whatever role, even if his role wasn't big, he still gonna give up some knowledge on some shit he do know on a situation. So that ain't a good look that the police grabbed him. So if he ever did he gotta go to court for it, he most definitely gonna be one of the witnesses on in the case, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So that ain't a good look.
Was, if he is he just is was he just a drug mule or not? Like, I don't know. Is there more to the story?
I'm pretty sure it is. You know, that's just what we know. What they gave us, pretty much.
No.
And did he just keep getting shit back to back to back? Like, dang, pause.
Take that.
Yeah. He had to, what was you about to say?
He kept doing shit back to back to back. That man's track record is like long in the 90s. Like, yeah. It's going to catch up to you, you know? It was a mistake. Then you made a decision. Then it became a habit. And now it's your character.
Yeah, but the videos, the proof was there. Plus, we heard the rumors just like the R. Kelly shit. Like, just like the Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, like, come on, all the stuff we've been through, it just, I feel like the people waited to this, it was like a public opinion shit, court of public opinion, all the people, like, got riled up and pretty much like push the courts and shit to like, you know, pretty much make a move on him and shit like that. They just want anything, you know, they want anything bad to happen to him. So that's crazy. All the people who like praying on his downfall and saying all the bad shit coming out talking bad about him is his own color. So I don't see no white people. I don't see no white people coming out saying nothing bad about him or nothing. It's always a nigga, boy. Always a nigga. Jesus Christ. Dang, did he do it? I think he most definitely did. Even if he didn't do this, is always some, you know, some smoke in the fire, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, most definitely something there. He got a big role. He played his little part. Lord. Most definitely did. One thing after another. First, the Cassie and all that crap, and the liquors left him alone and all that crap. And he was going through it and shit. And he had the Carissa Please show is off airs, and it's a mess. Now Carissa, we don't know what she's doing for a day job now. We don't fucking know. We see JT trying still have a music career. Besides that, City Girls downhill.
It's plenty of women in the rap game right now, so hey.
It most definitely is. It's a whole lot of them little bastards, a whole lot of cheetah girls out there, a whole lot of whole music. It is. It is. It's a whole handful of them bitches. It's at its highest right now. So
we got some lyrical women out there.
Who?
What? You got Lady London. She not just talking about, you know, shoot, it's Tierra Whack. It's a whole bunch of artists for real. Like, then you got, I mean, you do got a whole bunch of, you know, sexy, but yeah. Oh,
you ain't never gonna lose me. Who that one? I don't know the name, but I know the song.
Naima the Poet here, kicking shit with Rich. Go get your merch at the site. Y'all see that shirt? Go get one.
Making good kick sister. Shit, she said that she is sick and disgusted with the industry for not giving Megan her flowers and the respect she deserved. So my question to you, the poet, does Megan Good deserve her flowers?
I feel like everybody deserves their flowers. Does she deserve her flowers?
Yes. So yes or no?
Yes.
Why you feel that way?
She's been in the industry since she was like real young. I can't even remember what age, but she's been.
Okay, but so just longevity, that's because she deserves a flower?
Longevity. She's been on a lot of classic, like.
Give me some classic what?
Classic films. Like work, just like Bodies of Work. She's been
like,
a lot of.
Like what? Give me.
She was in Cousin Skeeter.
Come on, man. It's. Oh, that's it?
That's a classic. No, Friday, she was in Jumping the Broom. That's a classic to me, Jumping the Broom. What? I like that movie.
The streets, you know, don't. The streets ain't talking about that. They, you hear niggas outside say, yo, what? When I go home tonight, I'm going to watch that Jumping the Broom. I'm going to turn on that Jumping the Broom. Hell no. But that's all you got, Jumping the Broom and Cousin Skeeter?
No, she's been in a lot of stuff. She's been a lot of, for real. She's been Eased by you. She was in.
That's the only classic I can give you, but. That's the only classic I could give you. Like, that's a cult classic.
Can we do music videos? I mean, that's a classic.
Her biggest fucking visual. That's her biggest visual to me, honestly.
I'm just a classic.
I'm saying that's her biggest visual. A music video. Because Waist Deep. Oh. That's a BET classic. It's not a. Waist Deep is.
Yeah.
You look at it now, you like, damn, this shit phony as shit. But whatever. Cousin Skeeter. We not really watching them reruns like fucking Sister or Boy Meets World and shit. Like, the fuck? We not. No. Niggas is not watching Cousin Skeeter. So,
no, I mean.
Megan Good, she, to me personally, I don't think she deserve her flowers. Like.
For real?
Yeah. Just like, what the fuck did she do?
She acted. What you
I mean? Okay.
She acted. Okay. I mean, a lot of actors get typecasted. That's what happened.
She got what?
She She got typecasted where everybody feels like she plays the same role, sexy, cute girl, whatever. She got typecasted. That's what happened. But now she's like stepping away from that, or like trying to get out of that career. Like she's in that show Harlem. I haven't watched it, but you know, I might watch it now. See what it's about.
Like me, I can't. She like in the role. She like in the same little category to me. The same boat as like what's her name, Lauren London. Who else, man? Gabrielle. Gabrielle Union. No, Gabrielle Union. I all play one role, but like, what the fuck have you done? Like type shit. Like,
damn.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. That's it. Ain't self-explanatory. What the fuck have you done? Like, you've been, you may have been in multiple things, but was your role, like award worthy, or like
award worthy?
Like, was it, was it memorable? Like, we don't, like, we might remember the movie, but we probably don't remember the roles you played and shit. We can't remember no lines. Like, what, give me a memorable.
Maybe not no lines. Give me a memorable. Remember her face.
Give me a memorable fucking Megan Good line. Exactly, Gabrielle Union. Exactly. Like, come on, man. Lauren London. Well, we could give you probably Lauren London because she was only in one movie.
Yeah.
But besides that, come on, man. Come on. Our relationship was bigger than her career. Like,
damn.
Yeah. True or false?
I don't know. I don't know. That's wild.
True or false? Lil Wayne. That's one of our baby daddies, Lauren London.
I would say her. I would say her relationship drew more attention to her.
Is our relationship? Her relationship is bigger than her career. We don't know no other movie Lauren London played in besides fucking ATL.
Oh, you talking about Lauren London? Okay, her relationship. Yeah, her relationship drew more attention.
Yeah, probably to her. Megan Good too. This is probably the biggest thing now. Fucking what's his name? I just know Kang.
Jonathan.
What's his name? The guy Megan Good with now. The guy who played Kang.
Jonathan. Jonathan Majors.
Oh yeah, Jonathan Majors. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he has just like,
come on, man. If he wasn't, if he wasn't fucking with the white bitch, he'd have been the, you know, the biggest thing in Hollywood on the male tip. No Diddy.
For real?
Yeah, he'd have been the biggest thing since like, Denzel or what's his name, Michael Wannabe Jordan or whatever.
So, yeah. Oh shit.
But he had the little snow bunny come derail his little career, his little situation. Damn, Megan Good right there with him.
Oh, man. Megan got divorced from her husband.
Yeah, the preacher got.
Yeah. He was a preacher the and church shit. Was on it. The church was not trying to accept her because of her, how she was, you know.
Oh, speaking of women actresses and shit, who your favorite black actresses in the culture?
It's not one. In the culture,
yeah, you ain't gotta give me like a top three, but give me a three.
Loretta, yeah, the Reginas, I like them all. What are you talking about?
Hey, I want you to narrow it down. Be specific, though.
Be specific.
I hate them all of them, all.
No, for real, I can't. I support black women. I'm a black woman.
I feel that. I'm a man. I support black men and shit like that. No Diddy, but you know, I don't like everything they doing. You know, but since you scared, I fuck with my favorite is like Viola Davis. She's a great one. Angela Bassett, she's a great
definitely.
One. Yeah, Regina King, she the shit too.
Regina's.
Yeah,
both Reginas. Yeah,
Regina Hall, she more of a she do like more comedy for real. You know, Regina King, she gets serious with it and. She real diverse and shit, real versatile. So I like that. You know, they my favorite. Like they deserve their flowers, not Megan Good. You know, like seriously, dang. Man, seriously, I don't know what Megan Good's sister was talking about. She came from out the ground with this shit. She should have stayed her ass there. Like
I think she might have been What's the word we're looking for? Projecting. She may have been projecting because she wants to receive her flowers. But you know, your siblings always going to go to war for you. Like, they your first best friend type. Like, they going to go to war for you over anything.
We get that, but...
Like, Megan. Yeah.
You got that, but don't be stupid, you know? Don't be stupid. Don't be talking out the side of your neck now. You know, if her sister was like, you know, one of these actresses I just said, then all right, she'd have had a point. You know, she talking about Megan Good. Like, that ain't her resume, her credentials ain't. It ain't damn, it ain't where it need to be for her to be saying this shit, in my opinion. You know,
it's all opinion.
I ain't saying she's some crap though, but I'm just saying like her, like I said, her credentials, her resume, it ain't big enough. You know,
it's all opinion at the end of the day. Even award ceremony, that's opinionated at the end of the day. Like
she got to at least be on Taraji level, at least, you know.
Yeah.
At least to be saying this, but you know. She don't deserve her flowers. A nigga could buy her a bouquet. Nigga could buy her a bouquet, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, that was just her sister talking. I think Megan is very humble, like she said. And in plenty of interviews, she like that was her hobby when she was young. It was a hobby, like acting was a hobby, didn't turn to her passion. So I mean, who's to say she don't have another 10+ years, you know, she might develop and become more serious. Have more serious roles where she's not just, you know, cute and sexy, you know.
I ain't disputing that, none of that, though. But she just came talking all this shit like she had to, you know, like she had to wagon to back it up and crap. Like, man.
Her sister. Like, that was her sister.
I get that, but she got to, you know, don't be stupid out here. Don't be just saying anything now, you know.
LaMaya, relax.
Oh, that's her name?
Be
I just
humble.
Know it's Megan Good's sister.
Humble.
But like,
yeah, Megan said this shit herself. She said, "Relax, Megan, be humble. Your time's gonna come." Like, you know. And she was funny.
Hey, man.
Relax, LaMaya. Like, her time gonna come. She gonna get her flowers. Like, she will.
Ow.
Oh, shit.
Shot time, man. Shot time.
Shot time.
Shot time. Holy shit. I can't show the label. They don't sponsor this show.
Ah, man.
Oh, come on. We gotta take it. Toast.
I'm pouring mine in a glass here, you know.
All right, my fault.
Now you straight.
Toasty.
Yeah.
I thought we was gonna do the toast.
Oh, shit. My bad. I'm definitely tapping out, though.
So I was waiting for the toast. Dang, yeah.
It's too late for this.
So, you say Megan deserves flowers?
I think everybody deserves flowers.
Come on, man. You keep coming with that. You keep coming with that, motherfucker.
I was 18, and I bought myself.
You keep coming with that political answer shit.
Everybody deserves their flowers. Do you think you deserve your flowers?
Yes.
What have you done? Like, what
putting
have you
done? I'm putting in work. I'm a great dad. I'm an awesome dad. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I deal with these baby mamas and shit.
Everybody.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. I'm a man of principle and morals. I'm standing on it. Man, come on, man. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Like, stop it, man. Stop it.
Everybody,
you know,
feel they deserve their flowers. I'm
stop it.
You. Everybody deserves.
Everybody feel it, but that don't mean that they doing what they're supposed to do, though. You know?
You don't get your flowers while you're here.
Niggas, you know, some people be lying and stuff and not taking care of their kids and crap like that, and yeah, it's a whole lot, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah. Dang, you wanna be all political and shit, man. Next time you come
like
on
I
this
said,
bit.
I bought myself my own flowers. I bought myself my own flowers because I knew the world was not gonna give me my flowers. Like how I wanted to them to give me my flowers, like, you know, and the time span and everything, like,
yeah. Anything you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Oh shit, appreciate you for having me on your show again. I might kick a little fucking word.
You got some shit?
Yeah, I might kick a little shit.
Go ahead, do your thing. The floor is yours. Go ahead, do your thing.
This shit called 90s Baby Millennial Kid. I can't be receptive of love. Moms had to make me tough, militant. Like, if you going through something, baby girl, deal with it. Shit, only girl, so I'm built with it. Oh, you a baller? Nah, but I've been a player. Too accustomed to the game. I threw no controller in. I'm done playing. And I know it's sad to say this, but I sold the first pony this nigga ever gave me. Pink hoodie, green horse with that blue label. Mark, no polo, you know I'm done with this fable. No glass slipper to fill, no seat at the table. See, you was calling out bros over me till you found out it was like Cain and Abel. Reciprocating the energy you feeding me, telling me lies, telling me things. Swear y'all always want to be in a nigga's shoes until you get there, find out I'm a little room, crazy, sexy, cool. That's it. Good.
Cheers to you.
I didn't get a whole thing.
Yeah, that's cool, though. That's cool. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. That's back-to-back week, yo. Most season 2 appearances so far and shit. Yeah, shout out to you. You know what I mean? And like that, we out this bitch.